Exam skills check 5. Modules 9 and 10. Exercise 2. Pages 134 to 135. Text 1.
Are you looking forward to the tour, Jenny?
Oh, yes. For me, live concerts are the lifeblood of music. Getting in the studio is great, but getting up on stage and belting out those hits in front of a stadium of fans, that's something else.
But it nearly didn't happen, did it?
Oh, you mean our lead singer's throat condition? Yes, that was a definite scare. But she's fine now, fortunately.
Do you ever feel like you're ignored and the press focuses on the lead singer and lead guitarist?
I'm of the opinion that the bass player in a band is like the drummer. They give the rhythm, which drives the song. So even though I'm not center stage, if I stopped hitting those strings, you'd notice, believe me. And it's all about the music, isn't it, in the end?
Text 2.
Oh, look, they've got one of those old jukeboxes in the corner. Let's put some music on.
No, I had a look at that earlier. I don't think they've changed the records in there since around 1975.
I thought this was supposed to be one of the best places in town for music. At least that's what the review I read said about it.
You can't trust these reviewers. And look at the place. It's half empty. But let's give it a chance. It only opened its doors a few weeks ago, and every place has its teething problems.
Text 3.
There's an old English saying. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. And 5 years ago, I had an experience that shows without a doubt that it's true still. However, the happy news is that if the horse loves you, it'll drink. Let me explain. As a music student, I used to work at a concert hall to make extra money. One of the best opera singers around at that time was performing a 3-night series of concerts. It was my parents' 20-year anniversary then, and because I could get tickets at a discount, I decided to buy them a couple as my gift to them. I also said I'd buy them dinner after the performance, so once I finished, I went to find them. When I got to the restaurant, they weren't there, so I called my mum on my mobile phone. She said they'd left the concert early because my dad couldn't understand what the singer was saying. I told her that most of the best opera is in Italian, so you just have to enjoy the power of the voice and the music. Just then, my dad took the phone from my mum and said sorry, but it just wasn't his thing. And since they'd finished so early, they'd come straight home. I was quite upset, I can tell you, but I didn't make a fuss about it. The thing was, after university, I began to work for that very same opera singer in the orchestra. We went on a world tour and then came back home, where we were due to give a final performance in the city I grew up in. I didn't even bother telling my parents, because why would I? To get another slap in the face? The performance went really well, and at the final curtain, after the singer took her bow, we musicians in the orchestra stood for ours. And that's when I saw them. Both my parents in the second row, standing and applauding with huge, beaming smiles of pride on their faces. It was they that took me for dinner that night, and my mum explained my dad had felt so bad about his behaviour that he had started listening to opera. Not only that, but he had started learning Italian too, so he understood, he said, every word the singer sang.